Nolte, 7,000 lousy streaming choices keep Daniel Day-Lewis in retirement. By John Nolte on March 5, 2024. What's keeping Oscar winner Daniel Day-Lewis in retirement is looking at 7,000 streaming choices and realizing not one of those choices is worth a damn. In an interview with Screen Daily, Oscar-nominated director Jim Sheridan explained why Day-Lewis, who has starred in three of Sheridan's films, has no intention of coming out of retirement. He says he's done. I keep talking to him. I'd love to do something with him again, Sheridan said. He's like everybody else, he opens up the streamers, and there's 7,000 choices, none of them are good. Sheridan went on to explain accurately that film has been moved out of the public domain into a private domain. You have a remote, you can stop it. It's not the same experience. It'd be great to see Daniel coming back and doing something because he's so good. Day-Lewis is the only actor in history to win three Best Actor Oscars. The first was for My Left Foot, 1989, which Sheridan directed. Then came There Will Be Blood, 2007, and Lincoln, 2012. Only Katharine Hepburn has won more Oscars for lead roles, 4. Only Frances McDormand has tied Day-Lewis with the three Oscars for lead roles. Other than that, only 4 actors/actresses, Walter Brennan, Jack Nicholson, Meryl Streep, and Ingrid Bergman, have tied Day-Lewis for 3 Oscars if you include supporting wins. If you look at Day-Lewis's resume, the man takes his art seriously. So one can only imagine his disgust at what's happened to his art in the age of the woke Gestapo. For example, take There Will Be Blood, which is a blistering attack on capitalism and the Christian religion. Although I happen to be a big fan of both capitalism and Christianity, I cherish the movie as a near masterpiece. The last 10 minutes don't work for me. The rest is mesmerizing. But There Will Be Blood is not woke in the sense that it's simple-minded, one-dimensional, smug, and does all your thinking for you. Hollywood isn't making complicated, challenging, thought-provoking, mature, and intelligent movies like There Will Be Blood anymore. Hollywood isn't even making intelligent crowd-pleasers, such as Day-Lewis's superb Last of the Mohicans, 1992, anymore. Day-Lewis is not Robert De Niro, a true talent who whores his talent out in between the occasional respectable project. The movie business is so broken that Jim Sheridan can't get anything made. Jim Sheridan gave us In the Name of the Father, My Left Foot, The Boxer, and In America. One project he's looking to finance says a lot about the current state of affairs. A script is nearly ready for I Am a Man. The true story of Chief Standing Bear, depicting the Ponca tribe's Trail of Tears march that led to the 1879 trial of Standing Bear versus the United States of America. Sheridan co-wrote the script with Bart Daly and Andrew Troy. Troy, who is part Chiricahua Apache, secured part of the financing from the Nebraska legislature, although additional finance is proving difficult. There are so far no Native American leading men that could finance a movie, said Sheridan. But I think in this day and age there's nobody apart from Tom Cruise who can finance a movie. We're out to people. So, Osa Woke Hollywood will not finance a movie with a Native American actor because there is no bankable Native American actor. Well, why are there no bankable Native American actors? Oh, that's because the left-wing entertainment world refused to give Native Americans the opportunity to become stars. That's certainly not the fault of a movie-going public that has made huge stars out of countless minorities. But then, the left-wing entertainment industry won't finance a project that might make a Native American a star. How's that for racist? Anyone familiar with the story of Standing Bear v. Brigadier General George Crook knows it would make for a terrific movie. Is it better to not make the movie than, say, have a respected, 3-time Oscar winner like Daniel Day-Lewis play Standing Bear? Oh, no, can't have that. It is better to have an important story never be told about the Native American than to have a white guy play the Native American. Everything is so stupid. Day-Lewis is right to stay 100 miles away. All he could do by unretiring is risk getting woke a Tartary all over an amazing artistic legacy. Even the great directors he's worked with in the past, like Martin Scorsese and Steven Spielberg, aren't what they were. Would The Fablemans and Killers of the Flower Moon convince anyone to unretire? Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Though this book cannot fairly be categorized as Christian fiction, it expresses Christian themes as surely as if it were, and more effectively. I marvel at Nolte's creative imagination and his facility for storytelling. David Limbaugh. After your purchase, email jtmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.